Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
And it is now time for Greg Cosell from NFL Films, presented by the Huffaker Group of Keller Williams Realty. Call 833-THG-NASH or visit Huffaker online at THGTN.com. Greg, it's just me this week. My guys abandoned me.
All right, Chad. Well, you know what we have to discuss first? The most important thing.
Okay.
I'm all set. I'm coming with my younger daughter to the CMAs next summer, okay?
Outstanding.
I'm already set, but, you know, I'm counting on you for the front row tickets, those Gold Circle front row tickets.
We are going to get you upgraded somehow, some way,
I mean,
Greg.
You know,
we know enough people with the suites at Nissan Stadium. The least we can do is get you into a suite.
I mean, come on. I'm all set at the JW Marriott. I got my room. I'm good to go. You know, the new JW. So, you know, I just I need the great seats.
We will get you hooked up, Greg. It's going to happen one way or the other.
That's more important than discussing, you know, market.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, what do they already have a lineup for next year's CMA?
No, the lineup doesn't come out till I think something like maybe March. But as you know, obviously you live there. If you don't get the hotel, literally the second the hotel's rooms become available, you get stuck. You know, you get stuck staying in Knoxville, and I didn't want to do that.
Well, and you were here for the NFL draft, so you saw Nashville when it's at its busiest.
Well, of course,
in terms of hotels.
I've also been to four CMAs,
too,
so I know what it's like.
Yeah, it's going to be good having you in studio when you come in for CMA Fest also, Greg. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Let's talk Titans today.
Okay.
I know we really got in-depth with Corey Davis last week. Let's kind of bounce around. We'll start with some offensive guys and what you've seen from them. Delanie Walker. Coming back from injury, but something I want to ask you about, Greg, there's all this talk. He's getting well up into his 30s, where you would usually see a natural decline of a player. We don't know what he's going to be like post-injury, but were you even seeing signs of that decline from a speed standpoint or play standpoint from Delanie Walker before the injury?
Not necessarily, but I think, as you said, Chad, there are concerns because of the age and the nature of the injury, so it is a concern, because the one of the things that made Delanie Walker so good and so valuable was his ability to be an intermediate and vertical receiver, and you could split him out. And then, of course, tight ends now in the NFL, based on the concepts that offensive coaches run, have to be able to work outside the formation. They have to be able to be detached. They have to have some intermediate and vertical ability. Delanie Walker was that guy. Now, I've never met him, but I understand that he's a terrific guy and a really hard worker. So he'll be the best he can possibly be. It's just a question mark at his age, coming off the nature of that injury.
You know, after our discussion on Corey Davis last week, we got into sort of a discussion of amount of targets for each Titans receiver. And we all agreed when Delanie Walker gets back and healthy, that's still going to be the top target guy for this Titans offense, based on what Marcus Mariota likes to do and the offense itself. Do you see that being the case also if he's back and healthy?
Well, I think that's going to be interesting. I'll tell you why. And we'll go into this more over the next couple of weeks. But I took a look at Derrick Henry in the last four games. And one of the things that did stand out was that they lined up in the I formation quite a bit, and the fullback was really tight end Luke Stocker. So the question is, what will Arthur Smith do when it comes to running the football? Will he line up consistently with two tight ends? Will he line up with three wide receivers? For instance, against the Giants in the game that Henry had 170 yards, I believe 19 of his 33 runs came out of 11 personnel, meaning three wide receivers and only one tight end. So that could be a game-specific kind of thing, an opponent-specific kind of thing. And who knows how the tight end situation will even play out. There's a number of them right now on this roster. They're not all going to make it. So, you know, I think Delanie Walker, if healthy, if he can play his 50, 60 snaps a game, is certainly going to get meaningful targets. Whether it's the most, I think that remains to be seen.
How can Jonnu Smith help this Titans offense?
Well, that's a great question. I remember when he came out, he's an athletic tight end. He's another tight end who's capable of attacking the intermediate and vertical levels. He can run the seams. He's good in the screen game. I think that they probably expected a little more of him up to this point. He also got hurt. So, again, he's in that tight end mix, Chad. We don't know. You know, we don't know how they see their offense because on the roster right now, and you tell me if I'm wrong, I haven't looked at everyone. I'm just starting to get back looking at everyone's roster, but they have Delanie Walker. They have Smith. They have Stocker. He's still there, right?
Stocker is not there right now. They do have Michael Pruitt.
They have Pruitt. Is Stocker on another team or just out there as a free agent?
They have Anthony Firkser. That's a good question. I'm not sure.
And you know what? Firkser is a fascinating guy because he played a ton of snaps late in the season, and he showed athleticism. He showed movement. He was able to line up as the single receiver to the short side of the field and the boundary side and be very effective. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
By the way, Luke Stocker's now with the Falcons.
There you go. I just looked him up.
So yeah,
obviously he's not a factor anymore. So I don't know. I don't know how they see Pruitt, but they don't. You know, obviously Stocker's not going to be a lead blocker. He's not there. So, but they did a ton of that with Derrick Henry, and I don't know how, as I said, how Arthur Smith sees that now.
What does A.J. Brown bring to this Titans offense, just based on what you saw on film with him at Ole Miss?
Yeah, you know, I really liked his tape. I think that A.J. Brown can do an awful lot of things, both lining up outside and lining up in the slot. See, the thing is, his in 2017, he lined up almost exclusively in the slot. And then last year, in 2018, he did that for most of the season. And then when Metcalf got hurt, for about the final six or seven games, A.J. Brown had numerous snaps outside, some as the X, the single receiver. So he has the ability to line up both in the slot and outside, and I think he's a savvy route runner. He's physical, he's strong, and he's very good run after catch. So he's a nice complement to Corey Davis. You know, I think in an ideal...
Greg, I feel like with Adam Humphries, I know the type of player that he is and his skill set.
Yep.
But I am curious to see how the Titans utilize that within their offense and how he meshes with Marcus Mariota. How do you see that working out with what you saw from him in Tampa with Jameis Winston?
Well, he's your classic slot. You know, I think he's very effective in that role. You know, I think the big question really relates more to the consistency of Mariota at this point. At this point, he's probably not played as well as people would have hoped. He's a quarterback that still has a lot to prove. There's been a lot of coordinators. There's been a lot of turnover. It's impossible to know how comfortable he is or isn't unless you're him. But they do have a trio of wide receivers that give them the dimensions that you want with a wide receiver trio when you line up an 11 personnel. So Humphries fills that slot role. He's a sustainer. You know, he's the kind of receiver that when it's third and six, ideally he gets eight and then the ball gets thrown to him. So they do have what you're looking for dimensionally. The question is consistency in the pass game, and it starts with Mariota.
We know the Titans want Derrick Henry to carry more of the load, and he showed that he could do a lot of that a year ago. Deion Lewis, though, still on the roster. David Flewellen still on the roster. Curious, Greg, from what you saw from Derrick Henry, he hasn't been a factor in the pass game
No.
in terms of catching passes out of the backfield. Have you seen anything with him, though, that would show you that they maybe could utilize him a little bit more in the passing game, or is that simply Deion Lewis territory in this offense?
Well, I think he can be utilized in the screen game, but I don't think you'll see Henry on the field, Chad, when it's third and nine. I think you'll see Deion Lewis on the field. So Henry will not be on the field in longer yardage situations that they view as clear pass situations. But he can certainly be used in the screen game, and he will. He's caught some screens in his career with Tennessee and had some nice runs. I think I recall a couple of years ago he caught a 50-yard screen touchdown. I forget who it was against, but they can use him that way. But he will not be their back in 11 personnel in long yardage situations.
Greg Cosell from NFL Films, presented by the Huffaker Group of Keller Williams Realty. Let's look at the Titans defense and talk about some individual players. Cameron Wake coming in. We talked earlier about Delanie Walker getting up there in years. Yep. That's certainly the case for Cam Wake. What have you seen from him at the tail end of his career or his tenure with Miami? And how does that sort of bleed over with the Titans from a production standpoint?
Well, I don't think that his play, his overall play, has deteriorated as long as the snaps are monitored. I don't think you play him 50, 60 snaps a game. I think you probably play him, depending on the game, 15 to 25. Maybe he gets up to 30 in a given game. But I think as long as you keep his snaps monitored and you keep him fresh, I don't believe there's been a drop-off in his ability to do what he does really well, which is rush the quarterback.
Pass rushing toolbox for a player, something we've talked about.
Yep.
Different pass rush techniques. Harold Landry at times has been a one-trick pony in terms of pass rushing. Did you see him start to create any other tools in that toolbox a year ago for this Titans defense?
Not consistently. That needed to be an off-season project, and the Titans certainly know about that. In this league, no matter how quick or explosive you are off the ball with your first step to the outside, to the edge, you cannot just win that way. You need more. You need hand usage. You need to have counter moves. You need to learn and understand how specific offensive tackles set and therefore approach you as a pass protector. These are all things that ideally come with another year, another off season. But he certainly has the explosive movement to develop into an outstanding pass rusher. The question is, can he add more tools in that toolbox?
Jayon Brown has a number of tools in his toolbox, and it seems like everything lined up perfectly last year with what he is, what the Titans asked of him, and he had a great season. Do you see that continuing this season, and what exactly did the Titans find with him in that defense and what he fits to be so productive a year ago?
Well, he really showed the ability to do a number of things well, Chad, to play in pass coverage, both in zone and in man. And then when they started to play with a lot of what we call 3-3-5 personnel, meaning three down linemen, three linebackers, he was really a factor as well at times as a pass rusher. And I think you'll see them do more of that with Woodyard, with Evans, and with Brown. I thought Evans improved dramatically in his rookie season, and I don't think he'll come off the field in their sub-packages because he also can rush the quarterback, and he's a pretty explosive athlete. So I think they'll have a lot of athleticism on the field in their nickel sub-package with Woodyard, Brown, and Rashawn Evans. And Brown has really developed into a really nice player, given that a number of people, including myself, felt that perhaps his size could be a limiting factor.
Did Rashawn Evans just look confused at times early last season?
Is that where he really
progressed as the year went on, just an understanding of the defense?
Yeah, I don't think he knew where his eyes needed to go based on what he was looking at. And I think that's the case. The further off the ball you are as a defender, linebacker, then safety in particular as well, if you don't know where your eyes need to be, it's very difficult to play. You're always a step slow. And even if you're an explosive athlete, it doesn't come out. And that was the issue with Evans early in the season. And I can't remember what specific week I noticed that, wow, he now looks like the athlete I saw coming out of Alabama. And he just started to see things. It becomes play recognition based on formation, splits, a number of things that tell you what might be coming, and he just started to see that better, and therefore his eyes went to the right place right away.
Titans re-signed Kenny Vaccaro at safety. What did you see from him in that defense a year ago before the injury?
Yeah, I thought Vaccaro and Byard were a really nice safety tandem because they're interchangeable. I mean, Vaccaro is not a true post safety, but he can be a post safety. So they were able to use Vaccaro in multiple ways. He's very good in the box area. He can blitz as well. As we discussed before, Chad, in a couple years that he was in New Orleans, he even lined up as a slot corner and played man-to-man against slot receivers. So he has a pretty multi-dimensional skill set, and I think that with Byard, who is as multi-dimensional as any safety in the league, I think they have a really good safety duo.
Wesley Woodyard, at least for me, has been better than expected for that Titans defense. Did you see any signs of slowing down from him last season, or do you think Titans can still expect that same level of production from him?
I would think you'll get the same level of production. The main question is, as he's getting older now, is does he play fewer snaps to keep up the level? In other words, maybe he doesn't play in the base. Maybe he becomes a sub player. And don't forget, the Titans will play in their sub 65-70% of the snaps. So maybe they just give him fewer snaps, monitor his snaps, as I mentioned with Cameron Wake, and do that just because he's older. But I think he's, to me, he's been a very overlooked player in this league, even going back to his days in Denver when he was truly a nickel linebacker. I've always thought Wesley Woodyard was a really, really good, productive player, and I think he's been that for the Titans.
Greg Cosell is presented by the Huffaker Group of Keller Williams Realty. He's with NFL Films, joins us every Wednesday at 12:15 right here on the Midday 180. Greg, I'm already at work on getting your seats upgraded for CMA Music Fest, so we'll make that happen.
We got to make that happen. That's critical. This will be the last time I go with my daughter. My younger daughter is 23. She's not going to want to hang out with her dad much soon, so we're taking the one last hurrah here, Chad.
You should be thankful that she still wants to hang out with dad at 23. That's the real shocker.
I'm really happy about that. Maybe my wife must have done something.